Because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit. Friday night, Under the Lights. I'm Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly. George is in the Malone Construction Scores Desk. We're going to catch everybody up on the scores. Had a little bit of technical difficulty tonight, and so we want to catch everybody back up. I think the rain kind of surprised a lot of people when it came through.
I know it did me.
It was a hard rain.
Yeah.
They had power issues in different places. We've had a couple of internet issues. We had one here tonight, so we apologize for that. Ezra Wall doing a good job of maintaining sense of organization over there at MPB until we could get him the signal. So big thanks to Az for doing that. And George, before we go to the telephone, why don't you go over all the scores that we have here tonight on the Malone Scores Desk.
All right. Let's start with 6A, and we will start with Meridian, who went on the road to play Phenix City, Alabama, Central High School, Phenix City, Alabama, and lost 49-10 was the final there. Crosstown matchup, Clinton beat Brandon by the score of 19-14 tonight. It was Olive Branch shutting out DeSoto Central 31-0. Madison Central won again. They beat D'Iberville by the score of 41-7. It was Archbishop Rummel of Metairie, Louisiana, beating Gulfport 34-6. They're pretty strong.
Yeah, they are.
Horn Lake beat Charleston 52-12. Canton beat Jim Hill 43-6. One of the real shockers of the night, maybe not the win, but the margin, Northwest Rankin just whacked Pearl 42-0 at Northwest Rankin. It was Velma Jackson beating Provine 33-12. Crestview, Florida beat St. Martin 17-14. South Panola got on the winning track tonight. They beat Greenville 54-0. It was South Haven beating Germantown 20-7. And as we've mentioned a little bit earlier, Starkville beat West Point in Starkville tonight by the score of 23-7. That's one of the stronger matchups of the night. In 5A action, Brookhaven beat South Pike 33-28. It was Center Hill 23, Byhalia 14. It was Hancock beating Cleveland Central 20-6. Gaucher beat Hancock 34-20. Oxford got on the winning side of things. They beat Grenada tonight, a shutout 39-0. It was Oak Grove beating Laurel 36-18. Long Beach over Bay St. Louis 53-21. Richland beat Kosciuszko 49-10. Biloxi beat Stone 37-14. And last night, Lanier beat Wingfield 14-0. Some other games, 6A playing a 4A. Clarksdale hosted Tupelo tonight, and Tupelo won 6-0. Terry beat Florence 27-7. It was Pearl River Central shutting out Forest County AHS 41-0.
Hello?
It was Itawamba AHS beating Saltillo 20-19. West Lauderdale over League Central 28-10.
Did we change something?
Louisville beat Kemper County, a shutout 48-0. Moorville 36, Mantachie 6. Collins, a winner over Northeast Jones 39-10. Northeast Lauderdale beat Lauderdale.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
And it was Summerall over Sacred Heart 33-6. A couple others to throw in here. Amory beat Aberdeen 34-26. Last night in the Simpson County Super Bowl. Mendenhall beat McGee 46-18. Pisgah over St. Andrews.
Well, I need to know. I'm even on the Finetto Live right now, and I don't see any streaming at all. So I'm not even
scores. Some of the bigger scores of the night.
There's no streaming.
Jackson Academy.
I'm gonna go ahead and refresh it again.
St. Joe and won 47-7. Jackson Academy now 3-0, and Jackson Prep a really impressive win. Forest tonight at Prep. Forest is a pretty strong 3A school, 2-0. Prep won 48-7. Again, the margin there is kind of the thing that really surprises you. And one of the MAI score, Kapai Academy beat Winston 42-10.
And you know, the guy that I consider the historian of this city, which would be Jay White. I mean,
of course.
Either he was at all the games or he knows about the game. He just sent me a note saying that Lanier is 3-0
for the first time.
All right. Let me take a look at it and see what I can find out, okay?
What he's thinking.
Yeah.
So that's been 18, almost 20 years.
Yeah.
They're 3-0. That may be a story that we need to follow here.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. When you get a team that has, you know, been down on their luck for so long and had an opportunity like this year to get to 3-0.
Right.
I mean, the confidence that's in a program, and the coaching staff, and in the kids, and not only that, in the community. I mean, can you imagine how happy those guys are, rightfully so, parents, alumni, for them to be 3-0 right now? Boy, it's
all right. It's David.
And you know, Callaway.
Dot Chows. SHOWS at yahoo.com.
We don't hear much about Callaway. They had a couple really good kids. You know, someone's going to come out of that JPS system with a pretty good team at some point, and it may be Lanier.
Thanks a lot.
Lanier has always been the basketball school.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They're pretty strong in basketball. It's kind of interesting to see, and you know, watch it. But, you know, they're playing 4A, which is probably, you know, a
pretty
good place for them to be.
Yeah. Want to remind everyone that tonight we're going to be opening up the phone lines again. Had a lot of fun with that last week, and going to be opening up the phone lines, give you a chance to call in and talk to us here at Friday Night on the Lights. Time will be on the telephone, and you'll get you through in here. Call this. This is the number that we take calls on, 601-4800. Really like the idea that we open up the phone, phone lines. 4800. A lot of folks school and really like the idea that we open up
on a very sad note. Our thoughts and prayers talk about their school,
and you know, on a very sad note, we our thoughts and prayers here at Friday Night on the Lights go to Bahia High School.
Absolutely.
We had a very difficult week this week.
No, they did. Anytime that you go through the loss of a player, there's just not a whole lot that you can say other than, you know, you reach out and you're there. And, of course, from Friday Night on the Lights to Bahia, definitely thoughts and prayers there.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, one is too many and you hate to see that happen. And, I tell you, you know, just again, I know it's going to be a struggle, but, you know, thoughts and prayers from us to them.
Well, we talked about high school football in the northern part of the state. Want to get some folks from the southern part, down on the coast.
Yes.
You know, because they're playing some pretty good football down there this year. I was kind of surprised that Gulfport lost tonight.
I was, too. You know, Gulfport got off to a nice start, 2-0, and, of course, you know, a nice opponent tonight. But you're right, Russ, they are playing better football. You know, Madison Central surprised that they went to D'Iberville, not one, but one on the margin that they won. They really took it to D'Iberville, got that offense going tonight. But you're right, they're playing better football. The question for, you know, 6A, not necessarily 5-4, and we talk about this a lot, is how productive can they be in the 6A playoffs? We saw Hancock beat Brandon last year,
right,
had a chance to come travel up here. So, you know, that's where they're gauged at, is the playoffs. It's always kind of like the Buffalo Bills in the 90s. It's, hey, they got to the Super Bowl, but they were gauged on wins and losses, and that's what will ultimately, you know, we'll decide and be able to see where they stand in the grand scheme of things at the end of the year.
Well, you know, one team we haven't heard a whole lot from is Ocean Springs,
yeah,
and they have a great program down there. And then, like you say, with D'Iberville, but there's also Pass Christian and Long Beach and East Central. You know, East Central had the team last year,
yeah,
and went to the U.S. State Championship, and of course, their running back. I understand he's playing somewhere, I think it's Birmingham, Southern?
South Alabama, I believe.
South Alabama.
South,
okay,
Alabama.
All right, we're going to duck out of here and take a timeout, and when we come back, we're hoping to talk to Lewis Oswald, who was at that Pearl game. And also Brian Eubank is on tap to talk about Jackson Academy's Raiders. And then we're going to take in your calls at 11:15. You're listening and watching tonight to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Credit Concepts. I didn't know you could spell credit with a K, but you can. I didn't know you could spell concept with a K, but you can. Credit Concepts, they excel, of course, in restoration, credit building, and protection. Credit Concepts at Credit Concepts with 2Ks.com. We're going to duck out of here for a minute or two. Again, a big thanks to Ezra Wall for keeping everything together so we can get the signal back to him. And you're listening and watching to Friday Night Under the Lights. We'll be back in a moment.
Assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Mames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Wow, judging from these bills, I need some business funding. But it's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit Concepts at 800-985-9367. One call to Credit Concepts, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like mine, give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's 2 Ks in the name. Credit Concepts.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights here in the Wendy's Giant Studio. And we did already congratulate our Wendy's Giant player from last week, which was Dallas Smith over at Brandon High School. Yeah. 100 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a 42-21 win over South Panola. You know, and I want to take a moment to talk about this before we go and talk to Lewis Oswald, who was at the Pearl game. And somebody said, you know, what is the criteria for a Giant player? There are certainly athletes that have great numbers every week. A lot of it depends on, if you're a Giant player, on who you're racking those numbers up against. Absolutely. That is one of the criteria that we look at. If it's a, and this is an absurd example, but if a 6A school is playing a 1A school, and the 6A running back has 900 yards on 60 carries, he did it against a 1A school.
Right.
Okay? But if you've got a 4A school playing a 5A school, and the running back gets 144 yards and 2 touchdowns, Then we look at him. Wendy's Giant.com on Thursday, and then we announce it on Friday.
It's kind of who you play when you play.
It's kind of an explanation of
how we come by that. It's kind of who you play when you play really matters.
It really does. Well, tonight, and who you play really, really matters.
Really does.
Well, tonight, the Pearl Pirates really played Northwest Rankin, some would say. Dr. Lewis Oswald joins us on the telephone now. Good evening, sir. And welcome to Friday Night Under the Lights. You watched that game
for the one and only
Greg Flynn, who had Fillingham for the one and only Greg Flynn, the Pearl Pirates, 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 half yards of Pearl with only 63, according to the stat sheet I was given. So it was a 7-0 ball game. Pearl received the second half kickoff, could not move the ball, and Northwest Rankin scored to make it 14-0. They later scored on a 55-yard pass where they snuck a man out behind the Pearl defense. They scored on a 67-yard interception return late in the ball game. So they did win it 42-0. They did outgain Pearl 394 yards to 145. But it was not a blowout from the start. It got that way late.
Well, let me ask you this, because you know you're very familiar with that with 6A, obviously, having been the longtime voice of the Clinton Arrows, and you've seen Northwest over the years. What impressed you about this Cougar team over maybe teams you've seen in the past?
Well, Russ, they're good defensively. They really are fast defensively. But offensively, they got the 6'3", 200-pound quarterback in Jamari Jones. They've got the two incredible running backs in P.J. Lindsey and D. Baker. Baker, I think, had 135 or 40 yards on 9 or 10 carries tonight.
Wow.
And put up some points late. Jerrion Jones, the wide receiver slash H-back there, they're just a really balanced football team that can hurt you on both sides of the ball.
Big crowd tonight?
Yes, there was. The rain, I think, hampered it some. It was a late-arriving crowd because there was a storm that rolled through there.
Right.
Between, I got up into the press box before 5:30, and so I beat the rain, but then for the next half hour, 45 minutes,
yep.
It was not thunder and lightning, but it was steady rain. And so the crowd arrived late, but yes, there was a big crowd. You know, they've got that big new home grandstand at Northwest Rankin.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of people to fill it up, so it didn't quite fill up under the rainy skies tonight, but a good crowd there.
Well, thanks for the report, Lewis. It's always good to talk to you, and you saw a good one out there. And you know John Perry will right that ship over there, that's for sure.
Well, they don't have any rest, Russ. They're hosting Madison Central next Friday night.
It's going to be a good one.
Or the Pearl Pirates. And then Northwest Rankin gets the week off next week before they go to Brandon. So those teams continue to play tough schedules.
Boy, they do. Thanks so much, Lewis. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You know, before we go to the phones quickly.
Thank you, Russ.
Thanks, Lewis. I didn't see that game, obviously, but I think what you're seeing, too, is a learning curve that John Perry and his guys have because they lost 18 starters. You lose Tylan Knight, who's going to be playing in the backfield for Ole Miss tomorrow at Houston. I mean, you lost so many players off that team. And I think probably what you saw, as Lewis said, it was really close at the half, but just that experience factor playing in these games. And, you know, they said sometimes you got to stub your toe before you can get back up and run. And that's what's happening. He's still got a really good program over there.
Well, the J.A. Raiders have a good program over on Sheffield Drive. Brian Eubank, the voice of the Raiders, joins us now. You had a game with St. Joe tonight. And, you know, as a lot of people didn't know much about St. Joe, but you guys handled them fairly well, Brian. And it looks like Jay's got a really good squad over there.
Well, so far so good, Russ. And, you know, it's hard to say because the last year it was a lot closer game. And this St. Joe team under a new coach, some numbers are down a little bit. They only had about 28 total players on the roster. And obviously with that, played a few guys both ways. And really that wasn't the huge factor. The huge factor this year is the fact that Jackson Academy has got a much bigger offensive line than they had last year, a big defensive line. You know, we talked about it last week. Tyron Pettigo, but still filling in those slots with some new guys in those positions with Ridgeway and Frockia, and then Beasley and Hernandez are the sophomore linebackers that are really, really showing out. But tonight it was the offensive line. They opened up some holes once they got going. It all started with a 92-yard kickoff return for a touchdown to start the game, Cruz Heath. So they jumped out to a quick 6-0 lead. And then here's the ironic stat of the night, though. Neither team converted a third down all night long.
Wow.
Ryan, I don't know if I've ever seen that.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've called a lot of football, so have you guys, and I've never seen it.
Yeah.
For a team to drop 47 points and never convert a third down, says something about what they did on first and second.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I didn't have to. Wow, that is awesome. Well, how did Kincaid Dent look tonight? He's getting a lot of looks, Brian, from a lot of people.
He is, but tonight the looks weren't about him because the ball was wet. It was coming out of his hand really weird the first couple of throws, and the offensive line was so dominant. They rode Thad Bishop, the junior tailback, who reminds you a lot of a Mark Ingram-style runner. He's 6'3", 200 pounds. He's just a bruiser, and he just runs over people. And tonight he had a career-high 4 touchdowns, and all of them came in the first half. It was a really impressive performance by the offensive line tonight. They really deserved the game ball, and I'm sure that's what Coach Williams talked about in the locker room.
What do you got next week?
Well, we start a 3-game road trip, Northeast Lauderdale, Northeast Lauderdale, then Hartsfield, bye week, prep, and then we come back to the Brickyard in October. So along the little time off from the Brickyard.
Yeah, sounds like it. Hey, man, thanks a lot for giving us that update. Raiders playing well, and we appreciate you spending your time with us tonight.
Anytime. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, let's go to the telephone again because we got a coach on the line, Herbert Davis. He's one of my favorites. I've known Herbert for a long time. He's over at MRA. He's done an outstanding job over there. And Coach Davis joins us on the phone on Friday night under the lights. Coach, how are you?
Man, we're doing good over here at Mass.
I know it didn't rain over there tonight, did it?
About 6:30, the bottom fell out.
Well, I mean, y'all have got an outstanding facility over there now. You got Sprint Turf going and everything. And so I hear a lot, Coach. I hear a lot of good things about your offensive line over there.
Well, we're getting better every week. We're getting better every week. But, you know, we just got some young guys. But, you know, we grew up a lot tonight, I'll tell you that. Well, they had a tremendous defensive and offensive front. This team tonight is unbelievable. 2 4-star tackles, I mean, and the rest of the guys is a great football team.
For the folks that don't know, who did you play tonight?
We played Briarcrest out of Memphis. So a lot of people think the team to win it up there this year. They went 11-2 last year and have just about everybody back.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you talk about a storied program. That is one. Is that a home-and-home deal where you'll go up there next year?
We actually went up there last year.
That's right.
I think we lost, 13 last year up there. And tough game, and so coming back here, it was good to get a chance to return the favor. We played well, man. So, I don't know if you know the score. We were down 28-14 at half, so our kids just battled back and found a way to win.
You know, I don't know, Coach, if your kids know how big a win that was. I mean, you know, you got obviously a young football team here, and they may not have known much about Briarcrest. I you know, we do, obviously. We've been covering it a long time. That is a huge win over a great program.
Yeah, they supposedly have 7 Division I players. So we, talent they have, and our kids worked hard all summer. Our conditioning was big for us tonight. We just kept telling our kids to keep trying. You know, we felt like we hurt ourselves the first half, had 3 turnovers. And just tell our kids to keep battling, to keep doing the things we do each and every day, and believe in it. And our conditioning, if we get close, our conditioning's going to take over, and that's what happened.
Well, I'll tell you what, that an impressive win tonight, and congratulations
we'll be
to
back
the
with
Patriots
more Friday night
that
under the lights.
MRA, that's a big win, Coach. You've won everywhere you've been, but I've always appreciated the fact that you would take time out of your schedule to visit with us on Friday night under the lights.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, here.
Wow, that's a big win for those guys.
Yeah.
That is a big win for those guys.
7
Division One
guys.
But, you know, you say the name Briarcrest, and you're right. Anybody in the circles of college recruiting and high school football, I mean, that name's going to make you perk up because, you know, that's a storied program.
Well, tonight I want to remind you that you're listening and watching to Friday Night Under the Lights on great radio stations with MPB Think Radio. Big thanks to Aaron Wall for hanging with us tonight on the technical difficulty, but we're back up and running. And we're going to take a timeout, and we'll round up on hour number 2 coming up. Stay with us.